This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another amazing way for you to spend some time in thought provocation. Maybe having a good time. What's wrong with that? The DJV program on the air. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all of us are great broadcasters, if I do say so myself. I guess I put myself. I'm a long-time broadcaster. Great or not reminds me of something very objective versus the subjectivity. You know, the difference between objective thinking and subjective thinking. It's like some of the news media, it's very subjective. I think that, and so radio programs are pretty subjective as well. Here, I think we're, if I do say so myself, although it sounds a little self-serving, we're pretty objective. And Jennifer is, we all have our biases, we have our points of view, we have our thoughts, but we respect the thoughts and thinking of others, and that's hopefully what makes this a valuable tool for you to find out what's going on. Jennifer, speaking of what's going on, what's going on?
Well, the guy's name just won't go away. Jussie Smollett is back in the focus once again. And this is because the Cook County State Attorney, Kim Fox, who took a lot of heat for making those charges just poof disappear against Jussie Smollett several weeks ago in Chicago, has had some text messages that come to light. Her office is under investigation for the handling of the Jussie Smollett case. If you don't know what that is or what we're talking about, he's a star of Fox's television show Empire, and he alleges that he was attacked by two white men wearing MAGA hats on the street of Chicago. He said they tied a noose around his neck. He sought help. And evidence from the police department and originally the state attorney's office points to the fact that Jussie Smollett actually staged those attacks and that they were actually two black men who were friends of his that went out and bought supplies to help him stage the attack for either more money from Empire or for more attention, fame, and notoriety. Now, while Jussie Smollett is going to really not have to deal with a jail time, he does have a civil lawsuit filed against him by the city of Chicago for the money that it took the police department to investigate this. He has some federal charges pending, but who knows if those will actually come to any fruition. However, the focus is now on the state attorney, Kim Fox, who runs Cook County's office. She allegedly had some text messages released this week, and she described Jussie Smollett as, quote, a washed-up celeb who lied to cops. She said that the charges filed against him were too extreme. She said pedophile with 4 victims, 10 counts. Washed-up celeb who lied to cops, 16 counts. Just because we can charge something doesn't mean we should. Now, Fox compared Smollett's case to her office's indictments against R&B singer R. Kelly. That's who she was talking about as the pedophile in those text messages to her top assistant. And those text messages were just released to the public. On a case eligible for deferred prosecution, I think it's indicative of something we should be looking at generally, she continued. Now, whether or not this is going to help bolster her case, because she did say all along that she thought these were too extreme, she went to the judge. The judge said what he would actually decide on would have already been served by the time served from Jussie Smollett's community service, which was only 2 days. Kim Fox is trying to use this as a defense as her office is being investigated. She was supposed to recuse herself because of a connection that she has to Jussie Smollett and his family. However, rumor is that while she publicly said she recused herself, she really stayed very involved with this case. So, again, more political fallout as to what her fate will be in all of this. Will it be enough to take down her career? She was seen as a rising star in Chicago, so it'll be interesting to see if she can survive all of this.
And so, as long as we're speaking of eccentricities, what about Julian Assange? What's the latest with him? Where is he in the indictment sticking? What sort of the extradition?
I haven't heard much about Julian Assange. His extradition, he's got a hearing on May the 2nd. He's still in the United Kingdom, so he's there. He's in jail, but I don't know that we've heard too
Nothing
much
new.
More about what's going on with him.
People wondering. Other names in the news, Andrea Norton, who was 20 years of age, fell. She was studying environmental sciences. She fell to her death while on a class trip in the Ozarks. She was at Briarcliff University in Arkansas's Ozark National Forest over the weekend, part of a class activity. She repositioned herself for a photo, and there
this
over the side
so
she
sad.
Went. Another one who lost
all for thing. Selfies.
Yeah, just stupid, stupid, stupid. All right, let's do Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Apparently, Lori's angry that they're being called cheaters. She and her husband. Okay, really, I'm upset.
She
about
said
that.
She didn't know, and this is going to be like the worst.
Oh, didn't know
ever.
What?
She said that she didn't know this week in court that what she was doing was breaking the law. She said it broke. She knew it broke the rules, but she didn't realize that she was breaking the law. And that's going to prove to be problematic because she was on tape saying that if she got caught, she would just say she was making this charitable donation. What's really going to get her is that you may be able to feign ignorance when it comes to what is legal and what's not. But everybody knows that you cannot make a faulty tax deduction. If you are not giving something to charity, you can't just take it off. Everybody knows that when they do that, they're violating the law. And that's what's going to be hard to explain if she did indeed deduct these huge amounts of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars from her tax returns because she was pretending that this was a charitable donation. That's what's going to come back to bite her. And she's facing really serious charges, 10 years in prison. The prosecutors for Felicity Huffman said that they're going to try to seek only 4 to 10 months in prison. So, yeah, Lori Loughlin's got a much more serious uphill climb.
What about the other?
She's in total denial for her to also say she doesn't like being called a cheater, but she didn't realize that she knew she was breaking the rules, but she doesn't like being called a cheater. Come on.
Mm. You cheated your daughter's way into school. Like, what are we supposed to call it something else? Is there a new name, Aunt Becky, that we're supposed to use?
How come we don't know anything about any of the other 13 parents who actually were charged?
They're not
because they pled guilty.
Because lucky for them, they're not celebrities. So all we do is focus on Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
Yeah, and I think, didn't they also take the plea deal? I think the reason Lori Loughlin is super in the news is because she didn't think anything was going to happen to her, so she didn't take the plea deal, and now she's going to get screwed over even worse.
They're really clueless.
Well, their lawyers obviously are telling them, you know, this will be fine, don't worry about it, you'll just pay a fine.
Right. Well, that's probably more appropriate that they do pay a huge fine, pay back all the costs for prosecution, sending to jail. As I've said 100 times, doesn't do anybody any good. What's the point? Whether it's any of these people, they shouldn't be going to jail. They should be paying a huge fine and therefore defraying the cost of prosecuting them and all the time. And plus making it this is where you hurt these people, although putting them in jail isn't something that they like. Well, you get them in the pocketbook. And that's something that they'll pay attention to, that people pay attention to.
But they can always make more money. I think in this case, though, with Lori Loughlin and especially her husband, who just seems like such an arrogant, I'm not even going to say, but I think in this case, sending the two of them to jail is the best way to get to them.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other people, but in their case, I just think she's so paranoid that she will end up in an orange jumpsuit, and the husband is just, everything he says is so arrogant. Even the statements that were caught on tape by the FBI, I've never seen that level of arrogance before. It's unreal.
A lot of it around, man. Here's somebody who's not arrogant. The story of Hoda Kotb, who is on the Today Show, has become the co-anchor, one of the leads on the program, been there for a long time, has adopted another child. It's kind of cool. I mean, she and the fellow that she lives with have, how many was it, 2 children now, and this is the third?
This is their second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, second.
This is their
second, yeah. So it's kind of nice. Nice to share that kind of news in among all the other stuff that's floating around. And I think she's quite likable. She seems to have a strong personality. People like her. And it's hard to mask that stuff. Look at the reactions that she has to her other. I don't see the show because they're on at the same time we are. But I think you get the energy from other people who are, never mind whether it's on television, but just in general, when you're around people that you really like or who are likable, it's easy to get that energy and to sort of fall into the like pattern, don't you think? When you think about your friends and people that you know, isn't it easy, if they're likable, to fall into a pattern, easy to exchange the energy? I find that to be the case anyway. So it's kind of cool. Good for her. and good for the family. 16 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Head to Sprint today to get the new LG G8 ThinQ. This phone is packed with features like Crystal Sound OLED, where the entire screen is the speaker, and Hand ID to easily unlock your phone. With 128 gigabytes of memory, you won't have to worry about running out of space for your treasured pics and videos. You can even use Air Motion. With just a wave of your hand, you can easily access your phone's favorite functions, answer calls, and more. Right now, get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the new LG G8 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/LG, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $20 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. To cancel early, remain balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums and shoulder restrictions apply.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Continuing with the appropriate focus on what's going on surrounding the Notre Dame Cathedral and the attempts to rebuild it already, apparently $700 million has been set up or has been pledged by some of France's wealthiest families.
It's actually hit $1 billion this morning. Checked it out. Yeah, wow. How about that? Think about that amount of money in that short amount of time. That's amazing. Yeah. Great.
France's biggest companies like L'Oreal, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, all the people that run these, they'll rebuild that.
They estimate that it'll cost between $1.13 billion and $2.3 billion. They're almost there with the donation money that's come in, which is pretty incredible, and it shows how much at the heart of Paris this is for Notre Dame. And Emmanuel Macron vowed this seems crazy because most people thought it would take decades for them to rebuild, but he's committed to doing it in 5 years, so we'll see if he can make that work.
I get it. Well, it's such an iconic treasure. All kinds of, they stand for all kinds of things, but it attracts a lot of tourism. I mean, think about it. We've all talked about it because we've all seen it ourselves.
Yeah.
Gone there. Yep. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats, fishing in lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines.
I think we ought to add that song, Kara, to the rotation of the songs we use on our weekly American Family Farmer show. We have lots of Luke Bryan music, which is appropriate. He's gearing up for football season, though, now, joining Robin Roberts and Reese Davis from ESPN for the night's coverage. The primetime NFL draft is appearing on ABC. The event isn't his first time dipping his toes into the football world. He also served as game day guest picker during the show's 2018 season opener. Bobby Bones, who's a radio guy, reporting from the streets of Nashville on both nights of the draft, which is next week, is it not? Mm-hmm. One night, got Luke Bryan. That's on the first night, Thursday the 25th, and then it goes on the 26th. Actually, they expected to go through the day on the 27th, right?
27th, yeah,
Saturday,
it'll be 3 days.
So Thursday, Friday,
yeah.
Saturday. Yeah. So he's very much involved in that, and very much involved in the continuation of. It looks like there's a lot of excitement around sort of the end of the season for American Idol. Is that true? A lot of the people are talking about the talent that surfaced there, although late to the table. Seems like there are a lot of good people there. Is that just hype or is that true?
No, it's not doing as well against The Voice. The Voice is rising in the ratings. American Idol has been falling since its debut, but the talent's still there, so it's good. Still fun for the people who are watching it.
Country time on the DJV program, 26 after the hour. Next country artist, Vince Gill, is a concert he's providing to open the new Nashville Music Center. Indoor Performing Arts Center, which this summer will open in an area in southern Indiana. I'm not sure. Is that where he's from?
They call it New Nashville. No.
Brown County, Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people go there every year. Right?
Apparently,
it's a nice...
So it's not his venue that he's opening up. It's one that burned down in an arson like a decade ago. And
they just rebuilt
it, and he's going to be the first person to perform there.
Got it. Has a beer garden, family gardens, state-of-the-art sound and lighting. But there hasn't been any big performers there. So Before it burned down, Johnny Cash had performed there, Kenny Chesney, other big acts. So Vince Gill set to reopen it in August. All right, so it's a fairly small venue, 2,000-seater. That's cool. Next up here, Marty Stewart has been named Country Music Hall of Fame's Artist in Residence this year. Dedicated one of the greatest ambassadors, preservationists of country music. So the honor now being named the Artist in Residence for the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. He's the 16th performer to participate in the museum's program, curate a series of three shows, producing, performing in them with his band, The Fabulous Superlatives. And there'll be some musical guests that'll show up in September, the 11th, the 18th, the 25th. Each of these shows has a specific theme. On the 11th, he'll celebrate the re-release of his 10th studio album, The Pilgrim, which first appeared in 1999. The album, which relays the true story of a man from Stewart's hometown of Philadelphia, Mississippi, featured guest appearances from George Jones, Emmylou Harris, Earl Scruggs, Pam Tillis, Johnny Cash. Dubbed Psychedelic Jamboree, the September 18th show will spotlight influential country music of the 60s with artists and musicians from that era. And then on the 25th of September, Songs That Tell the Story features Stewart and others in an acoustic show dedicated to country's long-standing storytelling tradition. So a good kickoff for them. 28 after the hour here. Stumbling and falling. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 2 years, we'll get some answers as to what is in Robert Mueller's Russia report, but not until after the Attorney General has his say. William Barr formulated the report's rollout and briefed the White House on his plans, which includes a news conference at 9:30 Thursday morning before the redacted report is released to Congress.
He has briefed the White House on the report before providing Congress a copy, which has helped them prepare a rebuttal response for the president.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
The fact that the Attorney General is not releasing even the redacted report to Congress until after his press conference will again result in the report being presented through his own words rather than through the words of Special Counsel Mueller.
President Trump hints that he may speak after the Attorney General does. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Cool stuff here coming up on the DJV program. In this half hour, we'll be talking about the treatment of animals that are to be eaten. A lot of controversy about that. Feature perhaps of our American Family Farmer show as well. Hopefully you catch that. It's all about farming and family and food, that sort of good stuff. Trying to keep our eye on that here too on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here along with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Let's get started with this business, the latest weapon of mass destruction, Victoria. What is it?
Yeah, well, it's fentanyl, and that's according to the Department of Homeland Security. There is an internal memo that has leaked out to some news outlets. I don't know if it was an intentional leak or not, but the bottom line is the memo is all about possibly classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. And now the WMD office that outlines how government designates this drug, they say that it's a potential mass casualty weapon. And fentanyl, of course, as we've heard about this so much, fentanyl's high toxicity and increasing availability could make it an appealing option for a chemical weapons attack. Now, again, this is from this memo from the Department of Homeland Security, that the federal government currently defines a WMD as any type of material weapon or device that's intended to harm a large number of people. Well, we know how many people have already been harmed by fentanyl. If this was ever weaponized, I think that this is not I think that this is an appropriate response, actually, and I'm all for classifying it. It's, of course, a synthetic opioid. It's legally used for pain management in a medical setting, but it's also illegally one of the most popular street drugs now. Now, the vast majority of fentanyl is actually produced in China. It doesn't come from Mexico. It's made in China and then goes to other places, especially here in the U.S. And so this is something that the U.S. government and China have already had discussions about. I don't know how much progress we've made with China not producing as much fentanyl and distributing it, but according to the CDC, there were more than 18,300 fentanyl-related deaths in the U.S. in 2016. That's the most recent data that they have so far, and that's 3 years ago. I would guess if they did one for 2019 already in the last 3 years, that number's probably
huge,
close to
numbers.
Doubled.
Well,
and how is it as a society?
It's lowered our life expectancy. That's what's so scary about this as a culture. Sorry for the interruption. I don't know. I'm not a drug person, so I guess I don't understand why someone would want to be so out of control. But when we hear stories where I really don't understand, it's like the stories of the bath salts. Remember, we hear about those in Florida that were causing people to, like, attack other people and eat their face. Or fentanyl, when you know that just the dust from fentanyl is killing dogs at the border and it can kill people. Why in the world do you even go down that road? Is the high really worth it at that point? I guess I just don't understand.
Well, ignorance.
I think it's a lot of it is addiction. And the problem is people get put on fentanyl or other type of opioids when they have, you know, legitimate injuries. And then they turn, and then when the doctor doesn't write a new prescription, then they turn to the black market to keep getting the high. If they can't buy fentanyl, which is still relatively expensive in terms of street value, then they go to heroin, which is dirt cheap. And a lot of this started actually, Doug, in Massachusetts. I forget the name of the town, but it's called it's been called like the heroin fentanyl capital of the United States. And it was it was a working class area. A lot
Western
of injuries,
Mass.
Western Mass, and it was a lot of injuries from people and going into the doctor, and the doctor started saying, here, take OxyContin, and it was new, and they were giving free samples out, and all of this entire community got hooked on it,
okay.
And now they're all addicted to heroin.
This is the same path that the people in the tobacco companies took with our soldiers in World War II. They gave them free cigarettes to get them addicted to it, and then they stayed addicted to it and died from it. More soldiers died of tobacco exposure from having started smoking in World War II than soldiers died getting shot by the Germans and the Japanese. That's how bad these people are. Bloodthirsty curs that run these companies, these bastards that run the tobacco companies, the drug companies, and they are insidious. They're subhuman what they do. Here's this latest from your state of New Jersey. Three men arrested and charged with running a counterfeit drug storefront on the dark web, selling hundreds of thousands of these pills all around the country for cryptocurrency. The investigation has been going on since last year. The operation advertised itself as SynMed on the dark web. SynMed. Investigators seized 500,000 pills there last week, the largest seizure of pills in the state of New Jersey's history. This is the first time state prosecutors have taken down a dark web storefront like this, the largest pill seizure in the history of doing this. The illicit activity on the dark web is something that people are now beginning to notice. But can you imagine?
Well, the ports of entry in North Jersey and New York there, all that stuff, those container ships coming in from China with all the fentanyl, it's just, they have to just do a major, major crackdown on it. But to answer your question, Jen, going back to when you said the bath salts thing, most people, from everything that I've read, and I don't know anyone who's ever taken fentanyl or ever needed opioids, but most people don't just go to a street drug like fentanyl. They've already been addicted to something else, and then that's kind of what's available to them, and that's how they get to fentanyl.
You know, and I understand. I just don't know why you wouldn't take more heroin. I guess maybe the risk of overdose, you go to something stronger. I don't know. It's just when somebody says that the dust from fentanyl can kill you, how do people even take it without dying?
Here's what my son, up next,
PETA, a focus on the inhumane treatment of animals that provide you with a very important sustenance. Food in the focus next here on the DJV program.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi. So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Exercising during pregnancy can help women stay in shape for labor and delivery. According to family medicine physician Dr. Elizabeth Cozine, there are many activities that are safe and beneficial for mother and baby.
If you have been a regular exerciser, you can just keep up doing what you're doing. And if you have not been a regular exerciser, it's a great time to get started. Starting with walking in somebody who hasn't been a regular exerciser, shooting for 30 to 60 minutes, 5 to 6 days a week. If you enjoy that, why not go for a jog? Give it a try. And there's no reason that a pregnant woman couldn't do things like exercise, boot camp style workouts, which are really popular these days.
Dr. Cozine says ligaments and muscles are more flexible during pregnancy, so women need to be mindful of that during physical activity.
And so just being cautious about what you're doing in terms of stretching and weightlifting, because you might be a little more loosey-goosey than you were prior to being pregnant.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is a Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power for all your PC gaming needs, yet still small and light enough to carry around, check out the ROG, or Republic of Gamers, Zephyrus SGX701 from ASUS. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop that's squeezed into a 15-inch form factor. It's only 18.7 millimeters thin. Under the hood has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080 with Max-Q design GPU. And on the processor side, the latest 8th-gen Intel Core i7, delivering desktop-like performance. Running Windows 10 Pro, you have more features, more games, more powerful options. Why would you play with anything else? Learn more about the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 at ASUS.com or Republic of Gamers at ROG.ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We're joined now by Ashley Byrne here on the DJV program, an associate director of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, overseeing several successful PETA campaigns. Some of the most provocative things that we've learned about animals anywhere has come from PETA for a long time. I remember the first engagement I ever had with PETA was when I was working in Washington, the radio studio on Thanksgiving Day. Some folks from PETA brought me up a Thanksgiving dinner that didn't include turkey. That was my first exposure.
Was it your first PETA tofurkey?
It was tofurkey, and I'll tell you the year was 1991. I can remember it like it was yesterday. These two young ladies brought this up to me in the studio. That was pretty interesting. It was Thanksgiving Day. So things have come a long way since then. The focus on inhumane treatment of animals, whether it be calves, pigs,
all sorts of animals that are used for human food. The most recent investigation, and then there's a class action lawsuit also that's following up on the problem of the treatment of hens. And again, the differentiation between chicken and hens. Hens are egg layers, and chickens are what we eat. Not that you don't eat the hens from the eggs, because they put that in Campbell's chicken soup. But at any rate, let's get to the class action lawsuit here, Ashley, and what this is doing. How does this affect consumers?
Good morning. Well, companies claim to be selling so-called humane or free-range eggs. So often they're essentially duping consumers into purchasing their products, which are actually the result of overcrowding and miserable living conditions that most people wouldn't consider humane at all. So after PETA released findings from an investigation into a company called Nelly's that produces eggs sold in many major supermarket chains, we showed this video to people on the street, including real Nelly's customers, of these chickens who were supposedly living in certified humane conditions, but were actually being, and they are living in conditions that fall under that label, but they're living in huge sheds where most of them can't reach the outside, where they're so crowded together in these stressful conditions that they have to have their beaks cut off so that they don't peck and you know, bite and kill each other. Mm. You know, I think that most people would never consider that humane, and most, you know, the people who we showed this video to on the street didn't consider it humane. So on March 6th, 2019, attorneys at PETA Foundation and Wigdor LLP, which is a New York-based law firm, filed a class action lawsuit in New York federal court against Pete and Jerry's Organics LLC and Nelly's Free Range Eggs on behalf of consumers, including four plaintiffs based in New York who were misled into buying eggs sold under the Nelly's label. And the lawsuit details how Nelly's cartons depict hens enjoying these vast, lush, grassy fields.
Right, yeah. I'm not the farming. I know I'm one of the things Ashley may or may not know about me is that I'm an American family farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm around these sorts of things all the time. I've seen both sides of it. The side you're describing, which is prevalent still, the government has ruined whatever real classification meaning terms like organic had. But then there are the farmers. I have a fellow who's running a farm over in Lincoln, Massachusetts, not far from me, who raises chickens the same way or for the same reason. And they have these huge, they move the chicken. Every day the chickens are moved. They're in free-range circumstances. There are about 1,000 of them in a couple of acres, and they just move the fences so that they go around the fields. And that's what real cage-free chickens, that's the condition that they live under. They go into the house to lay their eggs. They go back outside and wander around, which is what you're fighting for, but what these other people are fighting against. So it's interesting to know. If you go to PETA.org, you can find out more of the background information on the lawsuit and actually as a consumer what you are buying or what you're not buying, what you're not getting. Information, a lot of it, at PETA.org, PETA.org. Thanks, Ashley, for bringing this to our attention. Ashley Byrne from PETA here at 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Theme from the Pet Show. Warren Eckstein is the animal lover's. He's an animal lover himself. Not the best. He's his own best friend. And Denise kind of likes him too. Denise is his wife. Warren does a weekly program every weekend. You can hear him on hundreds of great stations around the country focusing on the needs of your pet. Warren's been doing this for 4 or 5 decades. Not like he doesn't know his way around. Trained some of the most interesting animals. And I'm talking about people with two legs who own the four-legged animals. Because as Warren always says, you're not training the dog, you're training the owner, which is something that I think a lot of people lose in translation for whatever the reason. One of the things we were just talking about off the air was this new focus, Meals on Wheels for Pets. Explain how that works, Warren, will you?
You know, it's interesting. I met this woman just about a month or so ago. She's a pilot for American Airlines and just an incredible lady. She became a pilot for American Airlines before women were piloting for the big
right.
airlines. Anyway,
yeah.
And she lives in the Santa Monica area near me, and she contacted me based on the fact, via a mutual friend, Valerie Geller. I'm sure you know Valerie Geller.
Oh, for God's sakes. I just sent Valerie a note the other day. She's one of the great radio people. That's cool.
Mutual friends, so they hooked me up with them, and she runs on the west side of California now. She runs Meals on Wheels for Pets, which is basically, you know, she realized that senior citizens have pets. Very often they can't afford to take care of their pets, or maybe they need a little help here. So what I'm doing is I'm getting involved with this specific Meals on Wheels West, and hopefully we can expand it further, where seniors that have pets can keep their pets in their home. I have arranged where the food will be free. I arranged where the food company supply the food for all these people. And just a great idea. So I'm want to get any volunteers involved. But you may want to check in your neighborhood, no matter where you're listening right now, Doug. They may want to check. Meals on Wheels very often is looking for volunteers that may be able to get involved with pets.
I would like you to introduce me to this lady. I would love to help and know that my connection to American Airlines is known by everybody that I listen that listens to me on the radio with my traveling. But I would love to support that as well. So maybe when you and I are together in Santa Monica.
I will hook you guys up. Yeah, incredible lady. Yeah. Her name is Carson. Carson, what a great name for a lady, Carson.
Yeah, right.
We had something in common. One of the reasons we were both in the Air Force, so we both had a lot to talk about. Great lady. A lot of volunteer opportunity. Meals on Wheels West. But check with your own area. They may have one starting up or started. Maybe you can benefit there.
There has been a lot of testing and research done by the folks at the Smithsonian and Cornell University. Apparently, there has been a litter of puppies that have been produced using in vitro fertilization. Have you ever heard of this? It's done for humans, but dogs having IV?
Yeah, and years ago when I was involved with the whole dog showing business end of it, and I was showing obedience dogs and judging, there was some of that involved. And you know, when they wanted this dog to breed with that dog. And
is it healthy? Is it good for the dogs? Is it okay for the dogs?
Let me just say this for the record, okay? There are millions of dogs in shelters across the country. Why would you want to breed more? Not only spend the money, but why are you increasing the problem? Why are you making the problem worse than it is? I spend days at shelters and come home with tears in my eyes every day based on the fact that, you know, there are just so many that don't have homes. So why are you breeding more? Let's get these all homes first, and then we'll talk about artificial insemination in the future.
Yeah, it made no sense to me. That's why I brought it up. I thought maybe you could make sense of it, but.
Well, you know, if you have a show dog that lives in California and the other person has the male show dog that lives in Iowa somewhere and you can't get the dogs together, maybe the dogs don't like each other. Maybe they didn't like their first dinner together. Who knows, Doug? Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is they want those genes, so they use the artificial insemination to breed this top dog with that top dog. And, you know, to me, every dog's a top dog, so it makes no difference.
I've recently been following the story of a Massachusetts outfit that is providing physicals and preventive medicine for dogs, which is something to think about. Preventative care. Individually, you, through your Hugs and Kisses Foundation and the hugs and kisses that you provide, are doing a great job, and I think about it with my dog. But do people think about preventative care for their animals? I wonder about that. What do you think? What do you find?
They should. I think it's an incredible thing to do, because just like with humans, if you can possibly find something, a problem, when it first starts, it's a lot easier to resolve. So preventative care is really, really critical, at least once a year for your dog or a cat. And if they're getting a little bit older, or if they have a disease or a problem, at least twice a year. But preventative disease is definitely a way to keep them happy and healthy longer.
90% of dogs are overweight. That's where you start. Obesity with dogs. Come on, don't feed them so much stuff. Arthritis, a big problem, diabetes. Dental disease. You can prevent that in your dog as well. Warren Eckstein at PetShow.com here on the DJV Show.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.